There's so many people here. I want to be here now. Okay. Yeranday Ramban. So we're going on Taisus Kasha. Again, what is Taisus Kasha? Taisus Kasha is, our Gemara says that when I put the peg in the oven, even though I'm hardening it, the Gemara says, but don't think I want to harden it, but I soften it. So therefore, I'm chayev bishul for the softening. That's what the Gemara says by us. Don't think you want to harden it, it's the softening. The softening comes first, and chayev for the softening of it. I won't give you a big shom lecha.
We already had a big shom.
Right. But you got a new jacket. Yeah, the jacket.
Winter. We
got the whole. That's water. Not a winter jacket.
Fall.
See, great. Chicago has no fall.
No fall.
It's summer to winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah.
Canada doesn't even have summer.
Yeah, no season, just winter, right?
I live in an igloo all year round.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Canada uses.
Anyway, so that's the Gemara says by us. So you chayav for Shabbos for this softening. Comes along with the Gemara Avodah Zarah. The question is, remember the pumpkin in the oven? And the Jew put the pumpkin in the oven. Then the guy did this. He put the wood in. And it says it's not Bishul Akum because he wants to make it strong. He doesn't want to cook. So what is it? Is it no... Is when you put the... by Shabbat it says it is cooking. By Bishul Akum says it's not cooking. Which one is it? What is it? So Taisus answered, tells the answer, you're doing two things. You're hardening it, but you also, as a byproduct, you're making it soft, which is cooking. So for Shabbos, even though it's not the Iker, but you want to soften it also. You're chayev. For Bishul Akum, it has to be the Iker. And what's the Iker? The Iker by Bishul Akum, what's the Iker here? For hardening it, not softening it. So for Bishul Akum, there's no Bishul Akum. That's Tosfos' the answer. Now we're going to see the Ran's answer. The Ran is going to get us into a lot of stuff, and then we'll see the Ramban. And then we'll be able to see the whole stuff in Ksuvis soon. But what does the Ran say? If you have a Ran, look in the Ran. I love you to bring your covetous. Let's see your Ran. The Ran says, Kamashwan Demirpa. You don't have a Ran? Listen closely. Pirish, Kamashwan Demishum Bishul Nami Isbay. There's also Bishul. When you put a hard thing, when you put the wood in the fire, you do two things. You're doing hardening and softening. It's a violent style bite. You have both things. So therefore, comes on Ran. Ran has his own Kiddush. Not Taisus Kiddush, the Ran's own Kiddush. Here's the Ran's Kiddush. Look up, in Bishuli Kusim, for Bishul Akum, the Sikna Ben Sekhla Vayez Lechavim, the Shuri Manakam Achavim, the Shuri Manakam Achavim, the Les Be Mishum Bishuli Kusim, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara means. You want to do two things. You want to soften it and you want to harden it. There's two things you want to do. There's two things. Comes along the run with a Kiddush. Bishul Akum is very different than Hilchos Bishul for Shabbos. Hilchos Bishul for Shabbos, as long as you want to do Bishul, you do Bishul. You get the veira. Therefore, when I put the wood in the oven, I want it to be soft and I want it to be hard. I want it to be soft, I want Bishul. For Bishul Akum, comes with Iran. The Iran says, where the Iran gets this from? Very questionable. But the Iran says, for Bishul Akum, the guy has to want to only cook. If he wants to do something else with this maisa, then it's not us or Bishul Akum. You know, there's a all over Shas, we know Kalamaisif Gorea. If you add, it's Gorea. This is Kalamaisif Gorea. even though he wants to cook. But with the same maisa, he also wants to make it hard. That takes away from the din of Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum has to be as the words of the Ran. And you have to know this is the Ran Shita. Al-Kivan Deshurim Mana Nami Ika V'lo Bishul Mana Bilachud. It's not only Bishul, it's also Shirure Lesbim Shul Bishul Kursim. There's a special thing, Bishul Akum. Only one, if you want the Usher Bishul Akum, only one thing has to happen. What is that? Bishul. Anything else happening takes away from your Bishul. Yes?
Is there a scar for this? Like, we don't see this anywhere else in Shas. Like, if you have to buy a pulpit or something else, then it takes away.
Yeah. So the only thing is, that Bishul Akum is a drabbanan, right? Is the drabbanan of Bishul Akum. It's a special gzeira. When you come to gzeiras, when your rabbanan made the gzeira, you can always say, what did drabbanan mean in this gzeira? What gezeira did they make? Comes over and says, this gezeira is a specific gezeira. Bishul only, not only this. You know, someone wanted a svara, you know, he's not here now, but he wanted to say, well, if Bishul Akum is because you might eat with the guy and then marry his daughter, whatever that is, so maybe only what he wants you, he wants it for eating. If he's doing something else also, so if there's something else also, it's not really for inviting you to his house to eat. So maybe your brother never made this gezeira. It could be. But the gezeira was only made where it's 100% bishul, not something else. Yes.
So regarding bishul akum, is there no longer a buying
kafet? That's what's wrong here. Even if it's buying ki'echad, but if it's not only Bishul Akum, it's
no,
not Bishul Akum.
No, but according
to the Ron, it's Bishul Akum. But both are happening.
Yeah, but it's buying ki'echad.
Yeah, so, but it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's buying ki'echad, but with Bishul Akum, one thing has to happen.
And it's impossible for that to happen.
It's impossible for that to happen. Right. Yes?
How is Ray reading in the fourth line right after he quotes it? It says, it's up to the
and the Gemara says it's not usher because of Bishul Akum. It's because it's Shurim Mana, you're not Oi, it's not usher. That's not Bishul Akum. It's not usher for Bishul Akum.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what means not usher. Yes.
Let's say the Mashkiach is lazy and decides to rig up the oven. That whenever the goy turns on the fire, a candy comes out of the oven. And then his kavanah for turning a thing is made for the candy, but he turns on the fire while doing it. Would that avoid the problem of Bishul Akum according to the Ran?
Maybe. Could be.
So
could very well be.
Instead of having candy come out, would getting the at the end of the day count the same thing?
That's the one you would
yeah.
But that also would come, it's not to do that.
You have to remember when you say this rhyme. Listen closely to this. When you say this run, you listening? When you say this run, you have to remember something I said yesterday. You must. Because you could ask the question here, how is there ever Bishul Akum? How is there ever? Because according to Agamara, whenever you put something in the fire, let's say it softens and then it hardens. How you ever have Bishul Akum? But the answer is, this softening and hardening thing is only got to be non-foods. Not Lagabe foods. Lagabe foods, we don't say this. Lagabe food is Bishul's Bishul. It's Lagabe non-foods. Okay. You always have to remember that. What?
What do you mean? How could there ever, what's the question?
How could you ever have Bishul Akum?
What does it mean?
Because by definition, cooking softens and then hardens, according to Agamara.
Wait,
so two things are done. If the Ran says when two things are done, it's not Bishul Akum.
His intention is for Bishul, then it doesn't matter if two things happen.
But that's not what the run. That's not what the run. That's what the run says. The run says, why is Mikbishel Akum? Because I wanted to harden it. I also want to soften it. I want to harden it. So that takes away from the Bishel. If I want to do something else, it takes away from the Bishel. So always there's something else happening. But this isn't when I'm making food. When I'm making food, I'm making food. I'm cooking. I'm making food.
I thought he was saying because like they're too separate. He wanted to harden it, but not by you, by Shabbos, but by
Bishel Akum. There's something else happening.
But he wasn't intending on the skin getting cooked. He was just intending on the peg getting hardened.
No, no, not true. That's not what the Ran says. The Ran says, for Bishel Akum, you need Bishel L'chud, not something else also happening. Now, when the Ran says this, and this you have to remember, the Ran just answered the question from Avodah Zarah. The question from Avodah Zarah is not a question anymore. The Ran gave a chiddush. When two things are happening, it's not Bishel Akum. Now the Ran comes with a new question on our Gemara. Let's see the Ran's new question on our Gemara. You have to remember, because this is very important, this is a new question. Gemara Avodah Zarah, we're done with that. It's over. We answered that question. Now comes a new question. Let's see a new question. The Lekula Meimer, the Gabi Shabbos Nami. But we have a question about Shabbos itself. Kiven She'ein Tzorach also Bishol, Havalei Melacha She'ein Tzrich L'Gufa, V'od Davar She'ein Miskafen. This is two questions, not one question, two questions. There's a lot to talk about this, so, but you got to get it straight. There's two questions here. Number one, it's number two in the Ran, but we'll make it number one. It's a Darvish Amos Kavan. Whenever I don't have Kavana for something, I'm not Chayev. Therefore, when I put the Lamaisa, when I put the steak into the oven, what's my Kavana? What's my Kavana to make it hard? That's what my Kavana is, making it hard. Is making it hard Bishel? No. My kavan is not for Bishel. It's Darvish Amos Kavan. So even though the thing does happen, it's a Darvish Amos Kavan. I'm never chayev for Darvish Amos Kavan. That's question number one. It's a Darvish Amos Kavan. That's not my kavana. My kavan is not for cooking. My kavan is for making the steak hard, which isn't the malacha. That's the first question of the Ran.
I don't understand that because you could just say that what I think is making hard is actually cooking.
We'll get to that. That's why it's a question. No, the food you want it to be hard. That's why it's a good question. You're talking about putting a peg in the oven. That's why I do it. Why did I put the peg in the oven? That's why I do it. Just Shabbos. Just Shabbos.
No, I didn't.
Oh, hey, man, I want to talk about the steak. I was talking about the steak you kill vampires with. Okay, that steak. You ever killed a vampire?
Seven. Yeah, I can read the
dyke
in every word.
Sorry, I didn't mean. I meant a peg. A post. A bean.
I was like,
okay.
Steak on Shabbos, you want to be a heart, let's go.
Yeah, anyway. You with the steak?
Yeah, I thought you meant like meat.
Yeah. No. Anyway, that is a second question. That's one question. That's the second question. Second question is, there's something called Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa. Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa, it's my hope is exactly what it means. Whether it means that's not why they did it in the Mishkan. Why they cooked in the Mishkan. Because they wanted the cooked thing. Here, do I want the cooked thing? Do I want the softness? No, I want hardness. Wait, one second. That's called Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa. That's one shita. Or Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufa means that, let's keep it with that. That's not the way, what they wanted for the Mishkan. So for example, listen for example, it's not the best example because this was the best, but it is an example. You're not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbos. In the Mishkan, why they trap animals? They wanted the animals. So now if there's a snake in my house, I say, oh no, snake, and I trap it. I'm not over, it's a Shabbos. It's Marokish and Sweet Lugufa. Why? Why am I trapping the snake? Because I want the snake? Because I don't want the snake. In the Mishkan, they trapped animals, they wanted animals. That's called Marokish and Sweet Lugufa. That's a Lugufa. Here, what is the malacha? Softening. Do I want softening? No. What do I want?
Hardening.
So that's called, so two separate questions. Yes.
Kind of snake is, so in the Mishkan, any animal they trapped, they wanted it?
Yeah.
Not the non-kosher ones.
Like, they didn't trap them.
Skin.
Oh, they wanted the skin. Oh, they wanted the skins. Wanted. They wanted them. Yes.
I can't see the official down in the Mishkan as a Dershin, the Scabian, and so.
Why?
Because why they did the show to cook the Siman in, because they wanted to die from them. And they didn't want to cook them, they just wanted to die from them. That's how you do it, just by cooking. So
1 second.
They didn't actually want to do the dishes.
Let's ask you a question about food. I cook a soup. I don't want to cook it, I just want soup. I don't want
to
cook it.
No, I'm saying other way around. If they were able to get the dyes from not having to cook it, but by squeezing it or grinding it,
they couldn't. They couldn't. They had to cook it. That's why it's Mishnah. That's why it's Darish Gavin. I want to cook it because that's the way you get the dyes. I want to cook it. Anyway, but there's two separate questions here. It's a Darish Gavin question and then Malkush and Tzuvah question. You have to keep them separate. It's very important to keep them separate right now. Very important to keep them separate. Malkush and Tzuvah Gufa is not Darish Gavin. Now he gives an answer for each. Let's see the answer for each. So the answer for the second question, Darvish Amos Kavan. Now we know there's Gemaras, there's probably in every sect of Shas almost, there's the same Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Rav Shimon holds Darvish Amos Kavan is mutter. But Modi Rav Shimon, the psik ratio, that it's not Darvish Amos Kavan. What is psik ratio? The entire sentence is psik ratio velo yamas. What's psik ratio velo yamas? Now, it's a machokas where psik ratio yamas is a go according to Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim means this. A guy, Shabbos afternoon, a kid says to his father, Abba, I'm bored. I remember those days. Whoa. Abba, I'm bored. What I would do, here's a ball, play a ball. In the old days, in the time of the Gemara, they didn't have balls, but they played with chicken heads. So you play chicken head baseball. So the father wants to give the kid a chicken head. He doesn't have chicken head, but he has a chicken. So he goes over and chops off the chicken's head and says, here, kid, play chicken head baseball. And he gives him the chicken head. And the son looks and says, Abba, you just killed the animal. You're chayev. And the father says, nah, all I wanted was a chicken head for baseball. I didn't mean to kill it. So the Gemara says, that you're chayev for. Why? Because no such thing as playing chicken and baseball without killing the chicken. That's called psik ratio. It can't happen. You can't have this without the chicken dying. You can't have a chicken head ball without a chicken dying. If you can't have it without it happening, it's not called Darvish Amos Kavan. It's not called Darvish Amos Kavan. Psik ratio. If it has to happen, it's not called Darvish Amos Kavan. Comes along to Ron and says, oh, that's why it's not a question here. When you put the steak, when you put the peg into the oven, it's gotta happen. Cooking has to happen. It's gotta get soft. Before it gets hard, it has to be soft. So if it's for sure gonna happen, there's no tour of Darvish Amos Kavan, it's for sure gonna happen. That is the first, and that's the answer to that question. Psik ratio. When it's for sure gonna happen, then it's usher. Yes.
Your intention doesn't matter?
We'll get that in a second. That'll get to a second. That's the answer to the first question. Psik ratio, whatever that means. Now, so he says, Zakim and D'efshir b'lav hachi, psik ratio hu. Now, secondly, v'chashvina leke malachas tzricha gufa. And also, malachas tzricha gufa is not a question. The b'shurei b'shurei mana b'ayin ke'echad. It's very hard to explain this. But the Ran says, oh, it's not Mokshen Shri Gufa because they come together. But that's not really an answer, because they always come together. They always come together. For example, I'll give you the regular example of another example of Bologna Trichla Gufa. Okay? I want dirt in my house. I need some dirt on Shabbos. So I go and I dig out dirt. Now, but I'm making a hole. I'm making a hole. I'm making a hole is what malacha? What?
Chorisha.
I'm doing choresh. I'm making a hole. So in Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda says you're allowed to do it. Because it's a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Because for choresh, what do you want? The hole. When I take dirt, what do I want? The dirt, not the hole. I couldn't care less about the hole. I don't want the hole. I don't want a hole. I want dirt. That's called Malachi Tzrich Gufa. Doesn't that come about Basachas? That comes about Basachas also. So what does he mean, the Basachas? What does he mean? Yes?
I just have a quick question. When you have two creations in Nicolai, would that be enough to be Mechayim something, even if it's Malachi Tzrich
Gufa? Malachi Tzrich Gufa. Malachi Tzrich Gufa.
Is digging that hope
segregation?
Of course. You see, you're making the same mistake again.
If it's segregation, what
I'm doing it to Kavana. I want to dig a hole, but I want to get earth out of it. I'm doing it to Kavana. It's a Darvish of a scavenging. I want to dig this hole. But
so
why am I?
No,
I want to dig the hole.
It overpowers secretion.
It doesn't overpower anything. Yeah. It's
only applies in the case of Darvish Inuit.
Right, here I'm a Chavin. I'm a Chavin. I want to dig the hole. But there's a different thing. That's not the Malacha that was in the Mishkan. Because the Malacha of Mishkan was to dig a hole because I want the hole. Here I'm digging a hole because I want the earth. So it's a Darvish Inuit Chavin. We don't talk about secretion. I want to do it. But so what does the Ran really mean? What does the Ran really mean? The Ran really means that putting the thing in the fire is different. Putting the thing in the fire is different. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? I want it to become hard. I want it to become hard. How do you make it hard? By becoming soft. That's how I make it hard. So the Ran says, that's not called Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. That's part of the process of making it hard. The Bein Kol Yachid means it's part of the process of making it hard. It's what I want. When I want it to be hard, what do I really want? I want it to be soft and hard. So the soft, I want the soft. I want, it's part of the Tzrich L'Gufa. It's part of what I want out of the Malacha. I want it to become soft, I want it to become hard. That's what I want. When I want to become hard, that's what I want. So it's Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Yes.
And you use it all to dance up the upper shame Miskaven. That is Miskaven.
Wait. We'll get to that. I'm not there yet. Yes.
Part of getting dirt is digging a hole also.
Very good. But by the hole. Do I want the hole? Do I want the hole? No. I don't want the hole.
Yeah, do I
can have the dirt without the hole? I don't want. No, it's not. Here, I need. I want to make it. I want to make it hard. In order to make it hard, what must I do?
In order to get the dirt, what must you do?
I must do bishul.
I want.
I don't want the hole. I don't want the hole.
And you don't want it to get soft.
I do, because in order to get hard, it must get soft.
And in order to get the dirt, you have to dig the hole.
I don't want the hole.
I want to get soft.
Because that's what I got to do. I want to get soft.
No,
it's not the same thing.
Why you want to get
soft?
I wanted to get soft. Well, no, not community here. Let's understand the thing itself. Come on. I was expecting this big argument. Because there is a big argument. But there is a very big difference. I want dirt. I'm not thinking about hole. I want dirt. Here I don't. Here I want it. I want the process. I want the whole process. I want it to get hard, and I want it. So I want the hardness. I'm doing it for the right reason. I want how to do in the Mishkan. I want hard. You do it for the right reason. Yes.
So let's say it's stopped. You're doing this whole thing. You're putting the peg in the oven,
yeah,
and it gets soft. If the process stopped right there,
yeah,
would you be happy?
No. No.
Because you don't want it to be soft. You
right.
want it to be hard.
But it's the process. I don't want it to stop. I don't want it to stop. You're proving my point. You're saying if you don't want the process, I'm agreeing with you. I don't want the process. That's
not
just
why
you don't
want not a process as well.
What?
Why is the dirt not a process?
Because I don't want the hole. It's not. I'm not doing the process to get a hole. Am I doing the process to get a hole?
The process is getting dirt.
Right. That's Lakshay Tzvicha Gufa. It's not. It's the process that the end result that I want. What's the process? The process that I want is not the hole. What do I want?
The dirt.
That's Lakshay Tzvicha Gufa. But here, what I want. The process that the end I want is Tzvicha Gufa.
It's hard. What's the difference between the process of becoming soft to get hard and the process of
again. By 1 second, excuse me. When I throw the peg in the oven, what would be Tzvicha Gufa? What would Tzvicha Gufa? To get hard. The process of the getting hard is what I want, right?
Yeah.
So it's the process to what I want. So therefore, anything towards what I want is part of the process. When I dig a hole, what do I want?
Dirt.
Yeah, I don't want the hole. So it's not towards Gufa.
It is. It's towards getting the dirt.
No, it's not towards getting the hole. It's not towards getting the hole. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it towards getting the hole.
The dirt isn't the Gufa.
Right. The dirt isn't the Gufa. The Gufa is the hole. And I don't want. I'm not doing it. I don't want the whole thing part of my process. I'm not doing it towards getting a hole.
You're not making it soft towards getting soft.
Yes, I'm getting it soft to getting hard. So it's part of the process. I don't want to yell it because when you yell it, I think I know what I do. But there's a very big difference here. Very big. Very big difference. And that's what the Rana is saying. That's what the Rana is saying. It's part of the process towards the Gufa. And the hole, it's not part of the process towards Gufa because you don't want the hole. I'm not thinking about the hole. That's not my end goal. What's my end goal by the hole? The dirt. The end goal is not the hole. What's the end goal by the thing?
Hard.
That's the Gufa.
But you're not soft.
So I want the Gufa. Very good. So when I want the end of the process, the whole process is called the end of the process.
When you want the dirt, then the hole is also part of the process.
Exactly.
Yeah, but do I want? Am I doing it to get the hole?
Are you doing it?
No, I'm doing it just the opposite. I'm doing it for the end of the process.
Exactly.
No,
what's
the end of the process of the dirt?
To get the dirt.
The hole.
The whole.
I wonder if that will never exist.
That's the point. process. That's what I want to do.
So
it's
just
it's part of my end goal. That's what I want to do. It's part of my end goal. That's what I want to do. But the whole part of my end goal.
It still became soft.
Anyway, we won't. I didn't want to argue now. We have to parsha. There's a lot. I want you to think about it over Shabbos. Now we're gonna. Come on. Sunday morning, we're gonna do the Ramban and show you how the Ramban argues on this and what the real argument is. We'll do it. I don't want to take up the whole time now, but there's a lot to argue about. There's a lot.
How are they bond Catholic?
What?
How are they bond Catholic?
Maybe we should focus on the Ramban first.
It would make a lot more sense. Anyway, it would make more sense if they weren't bond Catholic, then the logic would work.
Anyway.